Well, we're back now with the final chat for this season with North Reading High School football coach Ed Blum. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Rick, glad to be here. Appreciate you having me.
Got to tell you, Coach, on one of the posts I put up before the Super Bowl game, I identified North Reading Hornets as North Reading Rockets. And, boy, did I get email very quickly. So they corrected me, and I apologized, and I said, please don't tell Coach Blum I said that. So they fixed that. But, Coach, let's get to it. I mean, really a fantastic Division V football game for fans to watch. You guys coming up on the short end of a 14-7 game against the Swampscott Big Blue. But a tremendous game, Coach. And maybe you can recap, first of all, how you viewed the game as it happened, and then we'll talk about some other stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, obviously as we're going through it, you've got to play about as good of a game and as clean of a game as you can against a team like Swampscott. And, you know, unfortunately, early on we kind of exchanged some three and outs and some punts. And, you know, we did get in the red zone in that first half a couple times, and we weren't able to finish those drives. But that had kind of been, you know, we had seen their prior film, and Swampscott all year had kind of done, or at least in the playoffs, had kind of done a really good job of their defense really tightening up in the red zone. So we knew that was going to be challenging once we got down there. And, you know, that was the first half, and then the second half was, you know, they scored to make it 14-0 on a little halfback pass. And from there, it was just trying to stay resilient, to be tough and respond to the adversity the best we could. And we put together a nice little drive down the field, you know, kept the ball moving, taking what the defense would give us to make it a 14-7 game. And, you know, unfortunately just not enough time to fully, you know, get down 98 yards in that last, you know, minute and 5 seconds. And, you know, I'm really just proud of the kids, proud of the coaches. I thought defensively we played really well against a team that really had the capability of putting up a lot of big plays, and so just proud of the kids and how they responded.
They scored a lot of points against a lot of teams, and the only team that played them better, that played better against them than you guys, was Marblehead, and that was a draw. And as it turns out, you know, Marblehead wins the Division III Super Bowl. So, you know, as state runners up, you can't be too, well, I'm sure you're disappointed, but you still, on the other hand, have to be proud. The kids have to be proud. And your guys, the usual guys, the usual suspects played well. I wonder, Coach, and when you look, have you looked back at the game film?
I have, yes.
So when you look at that, do you see any, guys, any plays that really stood out as a positive for your team that you might not have noticed, you know, down at ground level?
You know, I think, you know, for me, and it was at times on ground level you could see it, but afterwards, you know, we had a kid come out this year for his senior year, and he played, you know, left tackle for us and defensive end, Casey O'Connor, and just rewatching the film, there were just plays he was making all over the field where it was like, man, how far he's come from day one. Just, you know, creating problems. And it was just awesome to kind of see that. I mean, he was truly a beast on that field. And, it was awesome, you know, and you don't always see that growth, and we're so happy for him. Other guys, you know, I think, you know, Ryan McCullough, mm-hmm. You know, especially towards the end there, just taking some good hits, but catching the ball, making some plays for us. And, you know, beyond that, you know, we were, you know, I think young at some positions, you know, we certainly have some juniors coming back and even a few sophomores. And, you know, I think it was just great for them to get that experience. And I think as I look at the film, you watch a play here and there, and you're like, you can kind of see a little bit of the difference between a senior player and a junior player.
Oh, okay.
And,
yep.
You know, again, you know, complete credit to Swampscott, but I think, you know, they were definitely the more senior-heavy team, and I think that certainly impacted on a more consistent basis.
Well, you know, the other thing too, Coach, perhaps is the strength of schedule. They might have had a little bit tougher time, or a little bit tougher schedule than you guys did, and that plays into the experience for your younger guys.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are certainly, and you know, you can tell by, you know, some of the scores that not always, you know, we had not didn't always have the most competitive games, and so that's why, you know, when we did, whether it was, you know, against, you know, Amesbury or even Linfield over Thanksgiving or even Pentucket a couple of times, you know, those games are big for us. But, you know, exactly, you know, Swampscott, you know, all year has had, you know, a strong schedule, and then they, you know, obviously played Marwood for Thanksgiving, and they went full boat for that. And so certainly, you know, when they're facing adversity, that strength can certainly become a part of that part of that factor.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is, you know, on the other hand, the previous playoff alignment in the MIAA was an Eastern Massachusetts championship, but this is a state championship, and North Reading is runner up. That's just not very shabby. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. No, and I think honestly, I would say the thing I love the most about this statewide tournament, you know, and I know we obviously benefited from it, but you obviously had some of these Super Bowls where both teams were either from the north or both teams were from the south, and that was always not always possible because of the sections, even if the two best teams were from the north or from the south, you know. And so I just think the new structure I, for one, and obviously, again, I know I benefited from it this year, and certainly a fan. You know, I think, I always think that by the end of the year, the best team should be rewarded. And, you know, I'd like to think that we showed that we were certainly deserving of being there and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
About it.
Okay, finally, Coach, how do you put this season in perspective and celebrate it? Because it's a historic season for you guys. You just missed, but as I said, you know, you're state runner-up, statewide, so that's, you know, how are you going to... I guess what I'm asking is, how do you celebrate with this with the kids, because it's worthy of a celebration and the community? And what kind of awards do you give out at the end of the season? You don't have, obviously, name any kids, but what are some of the awards that you do give to the team?
You know, I think, number one, you've got to... As a coach, and I've got to keep reminding myself this at times, is always putting the season into perspective. And certainly as I've talked to more and more kids, you know, just being reflective on truly what an experience it was. You know, being able to play at Gillette and going through, you know, all the warming up in the bubble and just that whole experience is truly special. And it's honestly going to be those memories that in the long run, you know, they'll remember, as well as, you know, playing with their teammates. And in terms of awards, you know, it's always tough. I actually, you know, when I first got the job, you know, they would hand out an MVP award. I stopped doing that for the sole purpose of, you know, I believe football truly is that team sport, and I think it's, as a coach, if I'm preaching, you know, the team, how do I then pick an individual that was the most valuable? But we have, you know, a couple, you know, special teams player of the year. We have a coach's award, an unsung hero. Obviously you've got your all-star awards. And then we've got three scholarship awards that really focus on, character, scholar athlete, you know, sportsmanship, all those kind of things that have been along in this program for a while now. And, those are primarily where we focus. You know, we've got our banquet coming up, and I think the big thing for the banquet is really truly celebrating the team accomplishment, you know, as you said, you know, runners up in Division Five, and, you know, eight teams get to claim a Super Bowl, eight teams get to claim to be runners up, and everyone else is dreaming one day to get there.
That's right. Exactly.
We have to appreciate that. Exactly. And so, we've got to appreciate how fortunate we were and kind of ideally use it as motivation. Don't get me wrong. You know, the young guys coming back, use it as motivation and to truly start that commitment and that process all over again as this offseason gets going.
Well, you've got some tough kids. You've got some leaders who have shown the younger guys how to do it, the commitment that it takes. And, you know, that will roll over along with winning going into the next season. And I think do you guys still do jackets? Do the kids still get letter jackets and stuff?
They do, yes.
Excellent. Anyway, yeah, I was going to just saying that the winning begets winning, I guess, but the commitment that it takes, Coach, especially in this last 2 years, is really something that the kids they will take with them in their hearts forever, and it's a lesson learned. So I'm just really thrilled that you guys did so well. I'm thrilled that the Cape Ann League did so well, the Northeastern Conference. But, damn, you guys did great. And I appreciate all your help this year, Ed.
Of course, Rick. And I appreciate all, you having me on a few times this year. It was always nice talking to you.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Coach, be well. Merry Christmas. And we'll talk soon.
Yes. Happy New Year as well.
Thank you, Ed. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That is North Reading High School football coach Ed Blum. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.